Praise the Lord. And that's a powerful message in itself. Powerful, powerful message as our children go out. We are going to give them time to get to their place so that they will receive what God has just for them. Do you need any helpers? So teens, if you're available. The teens, if y'all can help Deacon Jesse.
For myself.
Amen. She won't call you a child. She just needs help in that room.
It's just my plan. Of the Lord I see, and yes, I understand.
Thank you, God.
One more day.
Thank you, God.
One more step. I'm preparing you for myself. When you can't hear my voice, please listen to my plans. I'm the Lord I see, and yes, I understand.
Wow.
I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand.
I'm the Lord, I see,
and yes, I understand.
Amen. Amen. What great news for all of us. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you again for this day, a day that we've never seen before, a day that you've allowed us to be present in the land of the living God. And God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you that you forgive us when we fall short of your glory and you restore us back into a righteous relationship with you, God. And God, we are so grateful. God, we thank you that you are truly our way maker, our promise keeper, our miracle worker. God, you are light in dark places of our lives, God, and we thank you for that, God. God, during this season of love that you sent Jesus, God, we are just so mindful of how you really loved us and how much you loved us, God, and we thank you for your love, God. Father God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, I ask in the name of Jesus that you rip it away right now. That I would clearly hear from you, Lord God. And if I hear it, God, I will speak it in Jesus' name. So, God, we are just so grateful that we could gather here and just expect you to meet our needs and meet us right where we are. So move, Holy Spirit, now and begin to heal and reconcile and restore. Just meet people where they are, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, now we just pray that your power, your presence, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the believers say amen, amen, and amen. And yes, as we continue honoring Advent season, we're going to the gospel according to St. Luke, a familiar passage of scripture. But I just believe God can take the familiar and give us something powerful to help us on this journey called life. So if you would go to the gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. And please stand when you're found it and go down to verse 26. I believe I'm going to read a little more than normal. I've been reading one and two scriptures, but this morning the Holy Spirit is leading to read Luke 1, starting with verse 26. And when you're found it, and if you're able, please stand all over this sanctuary. God, we thank you for your message in advance, and do what you do, which is have your way. Yes, Lord. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26. And it reads this way in the New King James Version of the Bible. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, considered what a manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Yeah. "Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, who has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Hallelujah. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. You may be seated. "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I'm going to read two more verses, starting with verse, and you may remain seated. Verse 47 says, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in the Lord, my Savior, for he has regarded this lowly state of his maidservant." Amen. Amen. The message that God has given us this morning is entitled, "Chosen by God." Chosen by God. Chosen by God. So as we continue in this Advent season, God is just taking us back to a very familiar Christian story. Very familiar Christian story. As found in the Gospel according to St. Luke. Our morning text is a continuation of chapter 1 of Luke from last week, when our message was entitled, Do Not Be Afraid to Walk in Your God-Given Purpose. In that message, we talked a little about Zechariah and Elizabeth as God shared their God-given purpose in the divine plan for humanity. So as we continue this celebration, and yeah, I have a spirit of celebration because I'm convinced that God loves me. I am convinced of that. So yeah, I'm just trying to hold my mule and just be kind of still here. But God loves me. And God has taken care of me for many, many years through many dangers, toys, and snares. So as we continue this unfolding story of God's love story for all humanity, his plan of salvation through Jesus for all of us, we are going to focus on this young woman named Mary. It opens with the angel coming to Mary and telling her that she was highly favored. Now, you may know her story that she was engaged to a man named Joseph. And I just believe this young couple had many plans and hopes for the future of having children and just spending their lives together. But on this particular day, the angel shows up. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. He goes on to tell her that she's going to have a baby. The name will be Jesus. This baby will be the Son of God. And I believe we all kind of know this story, but let's see what God is going to do with it. He goes on to tell her that Jesus would be called the Son of the Most High, that the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. As we read this story, and if you go back to Old Testament, you would understand that this is just a fulfillment of what God has already told David some time ago. But can you imagine this humble young woman? A lot to comprehend. After all, she was planning to get married. So she was perplexed. And the angel knew that this news had to be disturbing for young Mary. So he said, do not be afraid. Same thing he told Zechariah last week. Don't be afraid. But Mary's question was this. How can this be? Have you ever asked God questions like, God, how can this be? I am a virgin. I've never known a man. So the angel told her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And Mary, just realize that there's nothing impossible for God. See, this is also a great application moment for us. When we try to figure out what God is doing in our lives, just remember there is nothing too hard for God and there is nothing impossible for God. So sometimes we have to just take a little piece of the word and just bring it to our remembrance when we don't understand what God is doing in our lives. So you remember Sarah and what's his name? Abraham, the man she was married to. Oh, yeah. She had a baby in her old age, and God told them the same thing. There is nothing impossible with me. See, I don't know what you're asking God for this morning, but he's saying to someone, it is not impossible with me. You simply have to trust me. So when the angel appeared to Mary, her response was not necessarily fear, but how could this be? But once the angel spoke to her and answered her, she said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me just as you've said. Basically, Mary was saying, yes, Lord. Completely yes, Lord. To your will and to your way. Yes, Lord. Use me for your service. Yes, Lord, I will put my life on hold. Yeah, Joseph expected to get married, but yes, Lord, to you. So I began to just think, Holy Spirit, help me, because you shifted me already. See, God chooses unlikely people to fulfill his purpose here on earth. So how many of us in this place this morning, if God gives you something unusual to do for him, will say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will put my life on hold. Yes, Lord. Yes, I will. For you, God, the maker of heaven and earth. How many will really do that? God, you know that I have this new job I was starting. Yeah, God, you know that I have this trip I want to take. God, you know what my plans are. But when he interrupts your plans, will you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, Mary's yes was a major challenge for her. Her reputation would be threatened. Her fiance may even choose to walk away. Because, see, the child she would carry would not be his child, you all. So Mary had a lot that she was putting on the line for the Lord. As you know, this type of story in our world today is good gossip. Story about church folk. Sex and betrayal, church folk. So Mary had a lot that she had to give up in order to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I just want you, all of us, to start thinking about God, the creator of heaven and earth. God of love, God of grace and mercy, God that sent Jesus so you could have abundant life. God, if he asked you to put some things on hold for kingdom work, will you say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. I'm kind of looking at you all. I know you got some things going on, and some of us are important people. Yeah, you got it going on. But if God interrupts what you got going on, what will your answer be? See, God is calling us all with purpose. Our assignment may not be of the magnitude of Mary's. I mean, she was the mother of the Savior of the world, you all. But he's asking us things like, okay, I want you to be a witness for me, and I need you to equip yourselves. Would you adjust your schedule to come to Bible study and learn more about me and equip yourself to go out into the world to be the difference? He's asking some people, will you shift your schedule? Hallelujah, God. And come to choir rehearsal and stand in my sanctuary and declare my praises. Will you not be ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ? Will you go out and tell somebody about the goodness of your Lord and Savior? Will you then go and visit the sick? Will you feed the hungry? Will you help people move beyond their brokenness? Are you willing? See, God often calls us to do things that we're not comfortable doing. Most of us have our lives together, and I'm pretty good at what I do, Lord, and my family is pretty pleased with how things are going. So, Lord, thank you for the blessings. But I just believe we all have a divine purpose beyond ourselves. Somebody ought to say amen. And oftentimes when we go through that divine purpose, God has to shape us and mold us. And it's not always comfortable. God is saying to somebody, I need you to give up some stuff. I need you to give up some people that you like a whole lot. I need you to modify your lifestyle because I have a divine purpose for you. Holy Spirit, help me out because they may throw rocks at me before I finish. Hallelujah. So, for instance, Abraham. Let's just roll back to the Old Testament. God had a divine purpose for him. He told him to leave his family and go to a strange land. Didn't know where he was going, but he said yes. If you read the scripture, he packed his stuff up and he went to fulfill God's purpose. Life interrupted all of a sudden, you all. I believe this morning God wants his people at Abundant Life. See, we are called to be different and do different things, to act in obedience. If he calls, he wants us to say yes. He wants us to begin in this eighth year to put our faith in action, you all. He wants us to say, thou will be done in me. He wants to be first in our lives because he knows the stuff we need and what we want, but he'll take care of our needs, he said, if you put me first. So God may be calling you out of your comfort zone even this morning. Will you be like Abraham and say, yes, I have to leave some stuff behind and I have to leave some people behind because God loved me so much that he sent Jesus that I may have eternal life. Will you move with God? Uncomfortable, but will you still move with God? See, God is saying to someone, yes, I'm calling you higher in ministry. Help me, Holy Spirit. And some people say, what they say, new levels, new devils. But God will clear the way for you. If he called you, he will make a way. Just like he said to Mary through the angel, the Lord is with you. Wherever you go, the Lord is with you if you're about your father's business. I heard someone say, if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of your business. Oh, yeah, but you have to believe it. If you take care of God's business, he will take care of your business. So through her pain and struggle, it was Mary. It was true that Mary trusted God. Yes, she did. Mary put her faith in action, you all. She put her entire life on hold for God. See, yeah, God is good to us, but God requires something of us. And usually we don't want to hear that part. God is good, and all the time God is good. God is a way maker. Oh, yes, he is. God is a miracle worker. Oh, yes, he is. God is a promise keeper. He's all that to us and more. But he's saying, I have created you for divine purpose. I want you to share this good news with other people. I want you to equip yourselves for service. And once you've done that, put your faith into action. See, I believe God chose Mary, not that she had a big name and she was a who's who, but God chose her because of her heart. Mary, a young woman, all the characteristics to the people of that day that would make her unusable. Now, who would choose Mary? Now, think about it. If the Pharisees had to put her on this assignment, do you think they would have chosen her? Poor. Who knows Mary? Mary who? But we have to remember how God looks at us. The Bible says the Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. The outward appearance. Because we judge people out how they look, what they dress, how they dress, all that stuff. But the word says God looks at the heart. So that means that God can use us if our heart is right, you all. God can use any of us. So do not allow anybody to tell you that God can't use you. And you must recognize God does not choose perfect people for the assignments here on earth. Because there are no perfect people now. Come on. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And look at King David, sinner. But when it was time for choosing, you know the story. His father Jesse brought everybody in the room but David. But the prophet said, no, do you have any others? So David came in the room smelling like sheep from the field. Hallelujah. He's the one. The Lord was with him. He was already chosen. Amen. I mean, I know I'm right about that, Reverend Canty. So let's just look at these people, and we're going to try to get out of here and apply it to our lives because we want to be pleasing in God's sight. So how do these, Mary, King David, Abraham, what does it have to do with us? Pastor, you're talking about those people back in the old days. But God said that so is my word that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void or empty. It shall accomplish. So abundant life. I just want to say this. Remember to have faith in God. Remember through it all, the Lord is with you. Remember abundant life. We do have victory in Jesus. So the same God that chose Mary, the mother of Jesus, it's the same God that's choosing us today. Will you say yes? Will you say yes? See, God knew we couldn't get it right, so he sent Jesus. Oh, yes, he did. To help us. To give us that Holy Spirit to lead and direct us. Mary, chosen, blessed, highly favored. Can you look at yourself saying, whatever your name, chosen, blessed, highly favored. I will move in obedience to God's word. See, she was instrumental, this young little girl, in the entire salvation plan of all of us. Can you imagine one young woman, because of her obedience, impacted the entire world, if you believe it. See, your yes can change so many lives for so many people. You think your yes is about you, but your yes is about what God wants to do in the world. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. It's not about you. I just believe we all have a divine assignment. I just believe that. The question is, will you say yes? Will you say yes? And let me just show you what happens when you say yes to the Lord. It fills you with joy. That's why I read that scripture. After Mary realized her favor of God, the Bible says she began to sing. She says, my soul magnify the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in my Savior. Mary had no regrets about leaving her old life behind and putting some stuff on hold. She said, yes, Lord. She goes on to say, God looked at me and showed me favor. A lowly servant is I. But I just believe, we don't hear much about Mary once Jesus came on the scene, but I just believe she was a blessed woman, highly favored throughout her entire life because she said, yes, Lord. See, there is joy in fulfilling your God-given purpose. I'm a witness to that. There is joy when you actually walk in your destiny. So if you don't have any peace and you're trying to figure out what I need to do next, try walking in your divine destiny. And God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, yes, I have a lot of things on this paper, but God, this is fine with me. Because when I think about what Mary said, and when I think about my journey, I just want to praise him forever. Anybody with me? Forever. Just think about where you've come from. Forever and ever and ever because of his goodness. See, it could have been the other way. Some of my friends are not even here today. But God showed favor. I said yes, Lord, completely yes to your will and to your way. Any yes people in the house this morning? Yeah, I tried it my way. I've got stuff, but I don't have joy. I keep collecting more stuff, but God, I'm not at peace. God is saying to someone, all you need to say is, thou will be done in me. Shift your thinking from collecting things and listen to my voice. Just like Abraham said yes. Hallelujah. Mary said yes. David said yes. And they went on to do great things in the kingdom of God. And I just believe that's our purpose, to do a great work in the kingdom of God. So it's not about you. It's not about your stuff. It's all about Jesus. As we celebrate this Advent season, remember, it's all about Jesus. See, I know the time when I thought the more gifts I gave people, the more love they would show me. Wrong. See, this season is not about the gifts. Give gifts if you choose. But it's all about Jesus and what he's done for all of us. Will you say yes? Will you be part of this journey where you will shift some lives, help heal some people, help deliver some people? People are dying in the streets, you all. Our young men are killing each other, you all. People are homeless. They don't know Jesus. What role will you play in all that? At some point, you have to realize you're not here to glorify yourselves. Holy Spirit, you're doing it again. You're here to glorify God. You're here with purpose, so don't get it twisted. It's not about your gift and talents and boasting yourselves. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So will you say yes to him? Will you say yes to him? Be clear why you're here. Enjoy your journey, but it's not about you. It's not about you. Will you say yes? Will you say yes? I don't know who God is talking to. He said, I've asked you. I've shown you. But you haven't said yes yet. Will you say yes? Will you say yes, Lord? Will you say, thou will be done in me? Will you surrender all to thee? God has done all that he's going to do for us. All we have to do is say yes now. He's sent the Savior. He's given us the Holy Spirit to lead and direct us to all truth. Will you say yes to God this morning? Will you say yes? I'm just trying to finish. God is saying to someone, I am your protector. I am your provider. Will you say yes to me? Don't worry about stuff and how you will accomplish those things that people think are important. He wants you to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes. Yes, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not my will and my desires, but thou will be done in me. Hallelujah. I've heard somebody say, I've seen you work in others, but I want you to work in me. Hallelujah. I've seen you work in others, God. This day, I'm going to really commit myself. Yes, I am. I've seen you use others to feed the hungry. I've seen you use others to lay hands on the sick and they were healed. God, use me. I've seen you work in others. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you. And I want you to work in me. That's all I have for you this morning. See, God took this young girl and changed the world. He can take you and make a difference in the world, in your community. But you must say yes. Don't be concerned about your stuff that you're gathering. Somebody says it's going to burn anyway. It's going to rot away. You can't take it with you. But what you do for God will last forever. Will you say yes? I've seen you, God, work in others. And I want you to work in me. God, I want to be part of the change here on earth. See, we have this call. We are a great church, you all, serving a great God. We are committed to carry out, but we have to say yes to it. It's not enough for us to memorize it. People of God, we're good at memorizing and saying stuff. But this day, like that humble young girl, said, let it be unto me as you say it. Then they say she went in this praise mode and she magnified God for choosing her. Will you do the same? Please stand all over this.